Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Truth Is at My Front Door is a memoir for aging beautifully, told through the personal experiences of the author Eileen Cummings. Not about how to prevent, circumvent, or resist aging, the book focuses on the quality of beauty within every woman and the shared experience of living in a culture that values a perpetually unlined face and a flat stomach. Eileen is a doctor of ministry in spirituality and work. With 43 years of a successful career, she went to paid work at age 44 with five children at home and still works today at 87. She earned her doctorate at age 72. A human development counselor, she began her career as a coordinator of a women's program at her local community college. Also the author of the Ten Commandments for Aging Beautifully, working on a poetry book as well. Eileen Cummings, author of The Truth Is at My Front Door, Spiritual Direction on Aging Beautifully, joining us on This Week in America. Dr. Cummings, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. It's my privilege to be here.
It is such an important book, and you talk about so many important topics to all of us. Let's first of all talk about your work in writing the book. How satisfying is the work that you're doing in helping other people?
Oh, it's enormously satisfying. You know, I didn't go to work till I was 44, as you've just said.
Yes.
And I just, you know, just kind of through the grace of God, I landed in the right place to start a women's program at our local community college. And I knew what women needed because I needed the same thing. I needed to be heard. I needed to find myself and develop self-esteem and hear the call. So it's been a very beautiful journey for me, and I'll be 88 in July, and I am still working. I have telephone clients, and it's marvelous, and it was great to write this little book.
Well, little book is impacting so many people, and it's been so successful in changing lives. What are you doing differently? Because you're reaching people in a different way.
Well, you know, I think women in my generation, you know, we didn't have Facebook and all these wonderful different kind of commercials and different cosmetics and skincare. There wasn't this attention to the woman of how to age well, and it's a subject that just simply captivated me, and it still does. And, you know, I wrote my doctoral dissertation when I was 72. So there's no age limit on what we can do with our lives. And we need to really, really honor that.
You're such an inspiration in what you've done with your life and taking that and reaching out and touching so many. How do you manage work and life balance? Sort of an unfair question, but we're all trying to figure that out. How do you balance work life?
Well, at this point, you know, I live alone. I'm single, and I find myself at my desk is my place. It's my place. I love being here. It's a small desk. It's glass, but I know when I sit down here, I just immediately, because I've done this work for such a long time, I feel at peace, and I know what I'm about, and I feel I have a calling. It's a spiritual call, really. I grew up with a very complicated childhood. I had a marvelous, marvelous father who listened to me. And that's where I learned to listen. And listening to people is really an honor, and they will tell you a lot if they know you're really listening. And so, you know, it's that's how I do it. It's in me to be this way. You know, I was in high school, I was voted the most empathetic and the most understanding. And that was back in high school. So it's kind of baked into me.
Yes, but apparently it's been there for most of your life, it sounds like. Eileen Cummings with us on the program. That's C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. The book is The Truth Is at My Front Door, Spiritual Direction on Aging Beautifully. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, her other book available there as well. And you can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned some of the topics you talk about. What lesson can a reader get after reading your book, The Truth Is at My Front Door?
Well, you know what? There are many. We have a lot within us that's undiscovered. And, you know, for most of my life, I was raising my five children and making the apple pies and ironing the dish towels and that kind of thing. And then at 44, when I went to work, it was like a whole new life for me. And I want to encourage everyone that you would be surprised what you have inside you. You would be surprised at the wonderful places you can go, and that it's frightening. It certainly is scary. I can remember being very scared. I remember one night sitting on the floor. I was sitting on the floor in my bedroom, and the closet door was open, and my husband was a New Jersey State Trooper, and he had his revolver sitting on the top shelf, and I thought, wow, you know, that might be a pretty good idea. So that's how despairing I got at one point, because it was difficult to change so much that my life was very compartmentalized, and it was all about making the pies and my little girls' dresses and going to church and making muffins for the nuns and all that kind of thing. And when I went to work, it was on a fluke, and I went to work, and I found out that there was a part of me I never knew existed. And I started at a college, and the women came up in droves, and they were looking to expand themselves and find themselves, and just to tell their story. Just like, you know, all the AA institutions and all of that kind of thing. It's about, again and again, telling your story and having people listen. So it's that simple, really, Rick. And I kept doing it, and I'm in very good physical health. I took a lot of risks, and they were very scary, because I didn't know how they would turn out. Yes. It was very threatening to my marriage. Nobody wanted me to change. I wasn't available for so many apple pies anymore. But I kept going forward. It was the right thing to do. I just found, as they say, and we treat it lightly, but there's nothing light about it. I found myself, that there was more to me. And indeed, there was more to me. And at 87, you know, I have another call to speak to women and men about getting old. And this can be part of the best part of your life if you allow it. You know, if you allow it.
Yes. Well, that's why the book is so important. And the book is The Truth Is at My Front Door, Spiritual Direction on Aging Beautifully. Eileen Cummings, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. With everything that you've been through, are there regrets when you look back?
That's a marvelous question. I moved from New Jersey to San Francisco, and one of the truths is I wish I had bought a big apartment house in San Francisco. Right, I could have gotten something for like $200,000, and today it's worth like $2 million.
Exactly.
That's all. My son asked me. My son lives here in Eugene, with nearby, and he asked me that question: do I have regrets? And that's really the only regret I have. I've allowed myself to have a wonderful long single life. I needed that very badly. I married, as I said, right out of high school, and I married somebody who is, you know, not in tune with who I was, and it's not to blame him. He needed to have somebody more in tune with him, too. But we did produce five phenomenal human beings that I'm very proud of. And so I hold no grievance against my former husband, none whatsoever.
It's a remarkable career that you have had and are... Yeah, and are having. What's the biggest takeaway, do you think, from your career that we all could learn something from?
Oh, that we have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to change, you know, in spite of making other people unhappy, in spite of being afraid that you don't know what you're doing, that we need to trust ourselves. Trust yourself. If you hear the call, you know, to go to college, for instance, and you're 50 years old and you think, oh, I just can't go to college and I can't do, everybody's 20 years old and here I'm sitting here, and you go to college. You must be true to yourself. You must. And you will give that gift to everybody around you. And forgive yourself for not doing it sooner when you wanted to do it sooner but didn't. Just forgive yourself 1,000 times of the path not taken. But if you still have breath on your body and you want to try something new, try it by all means.
What is the...
By all means.
Yes, and it's one of the powerful messages in your book, The Truth is at My Front mm-hmm. Door. What was the inspiration in writing this book?
Well, you know what, I don't do this much anymore, but for most of my career, I conducted monthly retreats and weekly seminars. And I just had a waiting list. This was when I was in San Francisco. And all the women in these groups kept saying, Eileen, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. So that's why I did it, because everybody kept telling me I needed to write a book. And it was very hard. The words didn't fall out of me. Like every page was a breech burst. But when every once in a while I go back and read this little book, and I think, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad I pushed myself to do this, and it wasn't comfortable at all, and it took much longer than I thought, but it was the right thing. And now that it's done, I'm very happy about it. So anybody who's going to take a risk, it's not comfortable. It is not, and not everybody will like it. But if you know it's right, you're the person to please. Yes. And you have to do it carefully so that people aren't all falling apart around you because yes. you're changing. But when you hear that call, this is a certain kind of spiritual call. It's an awakening of some kind. And it's kind of a monologue. And then at one point, it seems like a dialogue that, you know, we're talking to God or whatever you call God. And I remember when I went to work, it was very scary, but it was so thrilling to find out that I had more to me than I ever imagined. And I kept going, even though I was scared to death. And gradually I learned to look for support systems, people that knew what I was going through and would support me through that journey. And now I'm the person who's the support system
for so many people look yes. towards you and are reading the book, The yes. Truth is at My Front Door, Spiritual Direction on Aging Beautifully. Well, talk for a second about yes. what aging spiritually. Talk about that concept, because it's so important for all of us.
Well, you know, it's when you set out and you want to age beautifully, this is a very meaningful part of your life, that you're not just willing to, you know, put your fist out, you know, I don't want to get old, I don't like these wrinkles, I don't know what's happening to my belly. My flat belly is not flat and never will be again. And we can just cop out because it seems to be easier. But in the long run, it's not easier. And there is meaning after we go through this process, and you know, we let go of our former ways of thinking and we allow ourselves to change, to find new mentors, to try new things. We gradually come to the point where it becomes very meaningful. I mean, now 88 in July, my life has meaning, and that's a wonderful thing to grow old with, truly.
Yes. Talk about inspiration. Yes. Do you think inspiration plays a big role to age beautifully?
I do. I had two mentors, or three mentors, really, very early in my career. First, the woman who hired me at the college. She was a dean, and she wrote the program for a $4,000 a year salary. To start a women's program. And I was supposed to work very part-time. I always worked full-time. It was so marvelous. And so she wrote that grant and got it going. And there was a dean at the college, and I worked in his department, dean of students, Dr. Kerr. And he supported me. He loved that the program was highly successful, standing room only, in many of the seminars, and that our program was always in the newspaper. It was wonderful for the college to be thought as very forward-thinking. So he supported me, and I had a dear friend, Darcia, and she was a generation older than me. And I remember her saying to me, because she saw how hard I was working, and she said, "You have to take care of your sensitivity." And I thought, oh, my goodness. I could tear up thinking about it.
Yes.
Take care of your sensitivity. What a term. I mean, we don't think of that like that. But she said, "You're a precious child, and you have to take care of that sensitivity." Because she saw what was, you know, I was getting burned out and everything. And she was the right person at the right time saying the right thing.
It made such an impact on your life. Time is going by. This is fascinating.
Yes.
Way too quickly in the program. I've got a minute or so left. Is there any particular advice, any takeaway that you'd like for the people who read your book that you can talk about?
Well, you're placed on this planet for a purpose, and it might not always be obvious, but stay open. Look for mentors. Know that you're not going to make everybody happy all the time by your progress, but keep going.
And Exhibit A to Keep Going is our guest on the program, Eileen M. Cummings, author of the book, The Truth Is at My Front Door, Spiritual Direction on Aging Beautifully. With you in this process, I know, has been Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like in working with them and taking this message out to the public?
Oh, very, very cooperative. I mean, I hear from them every, you know, regularly, and I feel one of the greatest things was to be aligned with Reader's Magnet, and I've never regretted that choice. It's been worth every penny I spent on it.
Eileen, yes. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. Eileen Cummings, that's Cummings, if you're going to Google it, our guest on the program. Her book is available, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. The Truth Is at My Front Door, Spiritual Direction on Aging Beautifully. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Eileen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. The Truth Is at My Front Door. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.